The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Just when you thought you couldn't get enough Hugh Wallace on RTE television between Home of the Year, he's back on Sunday with another one. Yes, it's the Great House Revival. I always enjoy the crack with Hugh. Of course, great debonair architect, zeitgeist of restoration and so on. Good morning, Hugh.
A very good morning, Ivan. And how are you on this joyous and beautiful day?
Indeed, indeed. So, you know, throwing money into a money pit of restoring old buildings that are fit to be knocked down. This is your latest series, is it?
It is indeed. And the great thing about this series is it's proving the exact opposite to what you said. It's about people rolling up their sleeves and ending up with the most magnificent family homes in our architectural heritage for sort of around 350,000. And I think that's a good price in this today. And the reason that they're able to do that is because they're rolling up their sleeves, Ivan. Unlike you and I. You know, you and I, we'd be instructing others. But these people are instructing.
You can't
no
get
one.
Good staff these days, I say.
I tell you, you know the difficulty.
So tell me, what can we expect from the new series?
So the first is this amazing little Parsons house in County Cork, where this fabulous couple, Mary Clare and Sully, bought the house. No engineer looked at it, nothing. I went down and saw it. I was horrified by the state of it. But the two of them set to and have created the most marvellous home. And it's an extraordinary journey. And it also, for me, makes buildings like this attainable for other people to do. And I think that's very important. And the one thing that's very important here is also the vacant and derelict property grants, which makes an enormous difference to the reality of taking on a project like this and being able to finish it.
And what I meant really, because I live in an old house of the 1800s myself, it's a family thing, but in Enniscorthy. But the point I'm making is this, that if you were to go by a modern thing like BER rating, high ceilings, are these buildings A-rated?
Yeah, no, they're B2. So they mean, because they get to B2, you're able to use a heat pump and you're put in your underfloor heating and everything. And it is most certainly achievable to get an old building up to a B2 rating. And if you say otherwise, that's fairy tale. These things can be done, particularly because materials have become so much better. You know, the materials we're using, the insulations, the methods that we're using have advanced. And if you take an old building, you're reducing your carbon footprint in terms of the actual construction of the building. We're reusing these buildings. And you know, going around, Ivan, when you go into towns, like Enniscorthy is a prime example of a town that should be absolutely hopping and buzzing with people living in it. And they're not.
No, there's a lot of dereliction and vacant older houses.
Ah, but it's an amazing town. Amazing.
Thank you.
Set on the river, stunning building. And like the council have had a good go at sort of trying to sort out the streetscapes. But there really needs to be a push on people living in our towns and villages. And it's all doable.
What makes this entertaining is that you go down and the thing is an absolute wreck. And I watched a bit of this Sunday Night One, and the lime mortar needs to be completely replaced. And then they discover some guttering lead leaking thing. And the whole thing costs a lot more and it's going to take a lot more hardship than originally intended. On average, how long does the filming, the production take of these projects? Because, you know, what makes it interesting is what goes wrong. Okay.
18 months to 2 years.
Right. And that's
the timeline on a project like this. You can't rush an old building. An old building will talk to you. So Mary Clare and Sully were very lucky, because all of a sudden when they exposed all the walls, they had an existing hole in the wall between what was going to be their kitchen and living room.
Okay.
So
Now, there's you something. Know, it, I, yeah, no, it's going to be. How many programmes are there in the new series?
Four.
No. Okay.
Four fabulous programmes, Ivan.
They say RTÉ are going broke, but there's no cutback on Hugh Wallace. Now, I have to ask you this, because yeah. Deirdre makes me watch all the Dermot Brennan and all the Hugh Wallace
who?
Things. She's
who? Dermot.
No, Deirdre. But anyway, the point about it is this, that I'm watching you on Home of the Year, and I've watched it consistently. And Amanda Bone, your other judge, if she said it was morning, you'd say it was night. If she says, but do you actually find her odious?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I go up to her sometimes when we arrive on the film. Okay, how did you get here? Like, did you? How? Where's your broom? You know, you never know how she travels.
No, but is she like, why? Like, you seem a bit horrible to her.
Me? I'm a gentleman. I was told you're a gentleman.
No, but is it that you have different tastes, or you're winding
we have
her
totally
up?
Totally different tastes. No, we have totally different tastes. Right. She likes to sit in a white room with a single chair and a window. It's quite bizarre.
But why is it if you are the judges, if you are the cream of the cream of informed opinion about what a nice home is, surely how can you have such fundamental disagreement?
Because that's the pleasure of the show, and that's why Sarah is there, to give a balance between Amanda and myself.
Right, right. So it's going. This attrition is going to continue to the bitter end.
Absolutely.
All right.
To the very end.
Well,
I'm
delighted to see you doing so well, and that you could spare the time to humbly talk to us. It's next Sunday.
I love you.
Next Sunday night at 9:30 after the 9 o'clock news, the coveted primetime slot on RTE1, the Great House Revival is back. Four iconic episodes. I can't type it anymore. Hugh Wallace, thank you for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.